I'd like to call the meeting of the Laws and Rules and Government Services Committee to order. We're here to move forward Resolution 285, adopting a local law amending the charter of the Ulster County, the Ulster County Ethics Law. Can I get a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Can I get a second?
It doesn't include Pelham Bill.
All right, so as has been distributed to the entire legislature, you're all aware of the amendments we made last week. So we would be adopting this resolution as amended. There's one more item to discuss, and that is the effective date. Go ahead.
I make a motion that we change the effective date to October 1st.
I'll second it for discussion.
Yes. So, Trace, Meg. So, Chairman Bartels and I talked earlier today, and I know that she's been in touch with Legislative Council, who's been in touch with Minority Council. Because of the new compromise and how these people are appointed and the timelines involved and filing and everything that goes along with that, in order to make sure that we don't have a board that's not fully constituted before we, eliminate the other board, I think it's wise that we change the effective date. It allows it to start as early as possible without possibly ending up without an ethics board.
Chair Bartels.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate everyone's willingness to consider this. Because it involves the repeal of the existing board, we could face the possibility of having no board in place. I think that I backed out the dates with Legislative Council. I think September 1 would be very, very tight, and that would be if everything worked perfectly. So October 1 might be a safer, but I'm open to what everyone's willing to work with. And we'll have to do it on the floor.
But
as well.
September 1, that's also on the assumption that the executive takes a full 30 days to sign.
Everything's
it.
On the assumption of the max, so because it could happen.
I don't see, since there's an agreement and the executive is supportive of the legislation as is, why you would wait 30 days.
Mayor?
Yeah.
He might not be the executive.
Or whoever the executive is at the time.
We have an agreement with him, for not with the comptroller.
This one's on the desk of the executive. The way it was timed out was was with the safe assumption that on the 30th day of signing, that's why we got to September.
That we would sign, that the executive would sign the resolution?
It's assuming that the executive would wait a full month, the full 30 days to sign.
But we do have to have a public hearing.
Yes.
So that is really like the timing. It's not like we would wait.
When you typically, how often is the timing of the public hearing?
Do you know that off the top of your head?
It's like 2 weeks.
At least.
It's I'd say within 30 days.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's why we typically have 30 days to sign it.
So that you can have the time for the public hearing.
Any other members have any thoughts?
Let's do it, October 1.
Let's say a Guevara's.
You're assuming everything goes perfect. That's a very bad assumption. It's in the opposite.
Let's say the Levine.
Almost every time. I would agree with everything that's been said. I think it's kind of like a safe haven date to kind of make sure that in case things don't go as we plan them to go, October 1st makes sense.
Okay. See, and that's the will of the committee.
Just so it's all on the table, and I might have missed this, but what happens if it lapses? Like, what is the worst case scenario that we're trying to avoid?
Chair Bartels.
There would be no ethics board and no ethics law governing in Ulster County, because the minute
when it actually gets
passed, one thing that is effective immediately upon signing at the state level is it repeals the existing charter provisions. So they would be repealed without our ability to seat an ethics board.
But just because a board hasn't been seated doesn't mean that ethics aren't in place. It doesn't mean that ethics
law just means they're not enforced.
It just means it's not. Yeah, but if there's a delay in enforcement, like if you have to wait an extra, let's say something bad happens and the rare thing ends up before the ethics, and it happened during the time between the law being adopted and the board being seated, it doesn't mean that the remedial action wouldn't be possible. It just means that there's a delay. So all we're, the worst case scenario is a delay in an action of the ethics board, not some anarchist society.
I believe anybody from filing an ethics complaint, right? Anybody can file an ethics complaint, and when the ethics board is seated, they'll just be busy if there's a backlog. That's all, right?
And we know what it feels like already to wait months for an ethics board ruling, so we know we can survive it. And that's the worst case scenario, unless I'm missing something.
Legislative Chair Bartels.
Through the chair, are you suggesting moving into the September one?
I'm suggesting that, you know, if it's the will of the committee to be more aggressive, that might be more prudent.
So, Legislator Ronk, did you?
I'm exploring this with my counsel.
September one. Okay.
Is anyone not here tonight?
In the entire body?
Yeah.
Possibly Corcoran.
As a mercy rule,
I haven't heard.
But you could have 10 times they go back and forth and there'd still be not seated.
All right, so let's just keep it as it is then. Okay.
No, we have to change it to September 1st.
No, we have to do it on the floor.
Right.
So why do we?
Oh, I'm totally in favor of that. We amend all kinds of stuff in ways and means.
I don't know. It would just be symbolic if you guys want to really.
Okay.
We love symbolism here.
But so. What?
I just make sure you do section 4. I don't care when you do it on the floor or not, but include
we have
section
to do it
4,
on the floor.
Sub A as well. Mm-hmm. This is the term of the member.
Okay.
You got to do both.
Yeah, page 9 and page 32.
Okay.
Legislative Gavaz.
So I just want to be clear on this. I hate to what if, but at the same time, got a what if here. What if the county executive, whoever that might be at that time, doesn't want to sign it? This deal that we're making is not with, potentially not with the person we're making it with now. Where does that leave us?
Well,
the signing would be within 30 days of tonight.
Mark doesn't become executive until like the end of August. He'd be signing it within 30 days of tonight.
Including the public hearing.
Yeah.
So it could be sooner. I think there will be a want to make sure quickly, in terms of the appointments. Minority Leader Ronk, Majority Leader Hefner, and myself will work to have appointments ready in advance of that.
Yeah.
So we'll
have them ready for the moment that Pat signs it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can I get so all in favor on resolution 285 as amended? What?
As amended? Oh, yeah. Not this amendment.
Okay. Because it's still carrying over all the amendments from last meeting.
Aye.
Any opposed? Can I get a
pass? In honor of Herblitz, I move for adjournment.
Can I get a second?
Aye.
In favor?
I'll second that motion.
All right, thank you.